Still got our Hiawatha locker room chat here going tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, and it's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. We're joined by Red Hawks boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith, and it's been, you know, of course, never an easy ride in the Big 7. You saw a very good Nemaha team on Tuesday. You played at Perry on Friday. Let's start with the Perry-Lecompton game. It seemed like a tale of two halves, close in the first half. Perry seemed to kind of pull away a little bit in that second half. But, again, it's never easy, and Perry's always a tough place to play. What'd you take away from the loss on Friday at Perry-Lecompton?
You know, I thought, you know, the first half was good. We kind of where we need to be, I thought. And that's even committing a few turnovers that, you know, that we'd hoped we wouldn't have. But in the second half, they, you know, they mixed up a little bit defensively, and result got, you know, some turnovers out of that. And, you know, we just, when you're playing good teams, you just got to take care of the ball with a great deal of consistency, and we just did it. So it made it tough in the second half.
And then a quick turnaround, you go to Nemaha Central, and the Thunder get that win 49-30. I know Nemaha Central, they jumped out on you. They scored the first 9 points of the game, but you battled back and, you know, gave yourself a chance. Certainly in the third quarter, you had battled back, I think got to within a four-point game, but Nemaha just kind of pulled away a little bit from there, and they were able to hold on for the win. Just a few key takeaways from the game against Nemaha on Tuesday.
You know, we're just struggling scoring the ball, and, you know, in that game, you know, we just didn't shoot the ball well enough. You know, I know the Boswell boy, I mean, he's usually a really, really nice shooter, and you know, he just had a tough night, just didn't shoot the ball like he'd been shooting it. And, you know, it's going to be tough, you know, to win many ball games if you're only scoring 30 points. And, you know, and really every game this year I haven't been, you know, displeased with our effort defensively. You know, the kids work hard, and, you know, if you hold a team to 49, and really that was a little misleading to you. I mean, they could get some buckets right at the end there, but you know, 49 points, you want to feel normally you got a chance, and you know, we held them to that, but we score 30. So you know, we're just struggling scoring the ball, and we had some really good looks, I thought, you know, throughout the game. I thought we got some really good looks, and you know, but like I told him, we're gonna have to figure out ways to score that, you know, maybe a little easier than what we've been doing. And the thing about it, you know, the kids are, they're playing hard and working hard and listening. And, you know, you can't ask for any more than that.
You played at Perry on Friday. Now you get a quick week turnaround, as now you're back at home getting Perry this Friday. Where do you look at it adjustment-wise and just kind of the expectations for this next one against Perry?
Well, you know, we'll have some things in mind that we'll definitely, you know, implement, that hopefully will give us a little better opportunities, mostly just opportunities taking care of the ball a little better. Like I said, even in that game in the first half, we did a nice job and still pretty good for the first half of the third quarter in that game. And, you know, we're not too far away, you know, from where we need to be, but we definitely have to show a little more consistency as a whole. And hopefully we can clean some things up and we can get the ball shot a little better than what we've been doing, and the result, it'll look a lot different if we can get those things done.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us, as he does each and every week, presented by Carl's Body Shop. Red Hawks back to it on Friday at home, taking on a very good Perry-Lecompton squad. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you for your time.